Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along, draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Unstuck Joy, the Art of Living on Purpose. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we come to you each first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And this is the place where we give you tips and an Art Vision Journal prompt you can do at home to help you evolve ever closer to your true self and live Unstuck Joy. I am so excited because we are talking to my guest today, Catherine Liggett. And Catherine is an intuitive emotional healer. I feel calmer every time I say that, intuitive emotional healer. And Catherine works one-on-one with clients and also in groups like the Eastside Intuitive Jam and helps people to really tap into their intuition, get rid of old emotional or behavioral patterns that are no longer serving you, and really tap into that knowing of who we are to live more joy, connect more with each other, and also connect to the divine. So welcome, Catherine. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Yes. I love being here so much and always love talking with you, Vicki.
Yes, we have something in common with the academic thing that we'll get to in a minute. Before I ask you the first question, I'm going to let everybody know what I'm doing with the Art Vision Journal prompt. And so today's theme with intuition, we're going to have elephant energy making space. And so if you go to my website, VickiWorldArt.com, you will see an art visioning link in the menu underneath that, Art Vision Journal prompts. And you'll see a prompt for each episode of Unstuck Joy. This one is elephant energy making space. And so, you know, we've all heard that the elephant has this incredible memory. And so that symbolizes our intuitive knowing of who we were born to be and what our gifts are that we're meant to use to serve the world. An elephant is a large animal. And so think about it making space for your dreams and desires and your strength and your courage and pushing that fear out of the way. And also think about the Hindu god Ganesh, you know, to overcome obstacles. And so think about that elephant just really pushing a boulder of fear out of the way or moving a forest of obstacles out of the way so you can really live your dreams. So I'm going to give a little twist today to go along with one of Catherine's intuitive development tools about your psychic superhero. So we will talk about this toward the end, but go to my site and you can do one at home. Okay, Catherine. I went to your psychic love workshop a few months ago at Spa Air, and you had a definition of intuition that made me kind of sit up and go, what did she just say? And I had to ask you, what did you mean? And so what is your definition of intuition that may be a little bit different than what people are used to? Because I'm talking about the PSY word.
Oh, the PSY word. So I tend to use intuitive and psychic pretty much interchangeably. Yes. I think that psychic, and I also really feel strongly that anybody who identifies in this way of like, of using and living by senses that aren't recognized as one of the five senses, I think that we each will have our own way of describing and identifying ourselves and what we do. And I don't think there's any wrong answer to that. You know, there's no category that like, if you fulfill these eight criteria, then you are a psychic or an intuitive. It's just however you experience it. I think that psychic tends to, like if somebody identifies as psychic and works in that capacity, then they are saying that they receive very specific information, like kind of factual information about somebody or their deceased loved ones, that they then pass on that information to the person. Right. I identify as an intuitive healer because instead of more factual information, although that sometimes comes through for me personally, it's more of a feeling that comes through for me and an image, okay. especially of, I'll get into it later, but of an inner child or of a repressed feeling or something like that.
Okay. Okay. So if, because we all have an intuition, if we'll tap into it,
absolutely.
Does that mean that we're all psychic in some degree or another?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're okay. all intuitive. We're all psychic. I mean, the way that I define intuitive is really that somebody is in touch with the voice of their soul. In yeah. other words, the voice of their heart. That would be my phone. I'm turning it off. and that is as opposed to in touch with their thought process, thinking.
Okay.
And most yeah. of us are raised to think and then act on our thought. You know, what would be the best decision? What should we do? What's the most rational thing to do? And that is what I'm setting up and what many intuitive development teachers set up as often opposed to our intuitive senses of what we feel is true for us or right. for somebody else that we're working with.
Right. And I love what you just said that, you know, being intuitive is just really being connected with your soul.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. And so like when you say that we're trained to see things from our thought process, do you mean more from that logical ego process that's very more surface level, or what do you mean
yeah,
by that?
Yeah, I mean, when you really boil it down, thoughts are fear.
Mm.
So our thinking process is all about protecting ourselves. And
right.
the brain is really an organ of this wonderful, benevolent organ of self-protection. And so the thing is that most of us learn when we're children that we have to be a certain way and be a good little boy, a good little girl in order to be safe, whether we
right.
were either given that directive explicitly or just absorbed it through what we saw, that people were rewarded or said they were good if they did certain things and not other things. And so the result of that is our brains have developed to protect us by creating the thoughts that say, oh, this is good and this is bad. And we lose touch most of the time with that much quieter voice of the soul. And I think it's so beautiful that you are doing an elephant and you mentioned making space, because that
yeah.
that's my first practical tool that we'll get into later, but just
okay.
briefly, that's my first practical tool for developing your own intuition is creating the space in your life to hear that still small voice, which for most of us, I would say 99% of people
right.
need to get still and quiet and make more space in their lives, in their, you know, busy schedules in order
yes.
to hear it. I only know a couple people I've ever met in my life whose intuitions kind of butt in.
but really?
For most of us, it's really quiet. And the reason it's so quiet is because free will is the cardinal law of the universe, you know?
Right.
And intuition is always just a very loving, it's a totally loving suggestion. It's never a directive, you know?
Right. Sometimes I wish that mine would butt in.
Me too.
You know, I stand
me
up
too.
And shake me by the shoulders, you know? Wow. Okay. So the people who say that it kind of butts in, I mean, do they hear an audible voice instead of that small quiet? Because sometimes I will see a word in my head.
Yeah.
Or sometimes, you know, it's just kind of a feeling like a little ooh or a little ugh, you know, in my heart space. And I do have to be in a space where I am really quiet, especially if it's kind of confusing and I'm not sure what it's saying. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I do have to kind of get by myself. And that was so hard. And I was working at the university because there's so much going on around me all the time.
I hear you.
How does that work for you to be able to tap in and listen? Are you a quiet person, or are you it just taps you over the head person?
I'm definitely a quiet person. Definitely introvert, although people who know me or, you know, when I was a teacher, people who knew me then would be surprised to learn that I'm an introvert. But I'm definitely introverted. I need a lot of my own quiet time in my own surroundings, you know, with, you can tell, my apartment here. I have my art. My art's right back there.
Yes, one of them. I love it.
I love your art too. But it's, I definitely am somebody who needs that stillness, and I have my whole life. I remember when I was a kid, I would also wander, you know, wander out into the woods by myself all the time, or just go find a spot in the grass and curl up there. And to this day, I need to, like, I want to take time for meditation, even though it's not necessarily, you know, regularly at this time every day. I know when I need it. You know, I know when I'm feeling a little bit garbled and a little bit busy in my head, and I just need to create that headspace in order to listen better for myself and also for the people with whom I work.
Yeah. So is meditation the tool for you to tap into your intuitive voice? One of the tools. Okay. Yeah. We're almost to break. You have a really cool gift for people today. And so what is your gift that people, the first three people that either call in, or if you're watching on Facebook Live, you can type in the comments to say Unstuck Joy, and what do they get from your services?
Vicki, you'll have to remind me what I told you. I know it's cool.
Oh, I have it right here. It's really good. You said the first three new clients will receive 30% off their first in-person or Skype emotional healing session, and just mentioned Unstuck Joy, that you heard it here. So people can call in our 1-800 number, 1-800-930-2819, or if you're watching us on Facebook Live, type it in the comments and we will get your name. Or how can they reach you? What is your email that they can reach you at?
So they can email me at info@katherineligette.com. It's Catherine with a C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E and then L-I-G-G-E-T-T.com. And that's also my website.
Okay. So let her know Unstuck Joy, and she will give you that deal, first three people. So we are going to go to break. This is Unstuck Joy. I'm Vicki Todd, your host with Catherine Liggett, and we will be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking all things intuition with our guest, Catherine Liggett. And so Catherine is an intuitive emotional healer. And so we were just talking about how, you know, most people, their intuition is just kind of this quiet whisper, and we need to get into this quiet space. And you talked about meditation as one of the tools that you use, definitely one of the ones that I use to really get into that space. And so with what you're doing, with all of this intuitive teaching others, you know, this development process and to get rid of, you know, the old thoughts and bring in these intuitive thoughts. When did you know, Catherine, at what age or what was the circumstance that you thought, wait, this is really a powerful superpower for me?
It wasn't very long ago, Vicki, that I started interpreting it as a superpower, that's for sure. But I always knew I was weird, really weird.
You are not weird. I think it's cool.
Hey, I never said weird was a bad thing to me.
That's true.
When I was little, I used to say thank you when people would call me weird. It's like, Catherine, you're so weird. I'd be like, thank you.
Thank you.
So now
I can see you doing that.
Yeah. So yeah, I was always a super, super sensitive kid who cried all the time. And one memory in particular really illustrates this all, and that is that I remember being at some kind of family reunion. I think it was out in Minnesota or something, and a bunch of my cousins were talking to each other, and they were doing a lot of, you know, very, you know, typical small talk with each other, and I started to burst into uncontrollable sobs. And wow. You know, not that the content was just the most banal, normal chitter chatter. But I remember feeling like this, like overwhelmed with this uncontrollable rage and anxiety. And then I had to leave. And it's only been very recently, actually, when I've really reclaimed my gifts, that I realized what that was and that I've always been that way. And that is that My superpower is I feel what other people are repressing, and it's almost like an orchestra blaring in my ears. So I have to be pretty careful with who I'm around socially, like, and especially the more I practice it, the stronger it gets, like any intuitive gift. So like I'll be around somebody and they'll think they're being very nice or something, have a smile on their face, and I'll just feel just like all of their repressed rage, all of their anxiety. I would say the most common things that I notice in people are, especially in women, it's rage, it's anger. It's that they haven't been able to say no or felt empowered to say no in their lives or to say, this isn't right for me, this isn't okay. For men, it's a lot of men don't feel comfortable having needs, and they have deep shame about having any kind of weakness. I mean, these are gross generalizations, but this is just little things about what I feel when I'm walking down the street or, you know, one-on-one with somebody. So I've been that way my whole life, and it's just been a matter of how much I've chosen to avoid that or embrace it.
Right.
So now, obviously, completely embrace it.
Right. So, okay, I have two questions. When you're walking down the street, or you're just, you know, you were a kid at that time, or let's say, you know, now with a group of friends, and you're starting to feel all of their repressed anxieties and energy and some of these things that make you feel uncomfortable, how do you protect yourself from that? And I can't imagine because I remember I always had a very nervous stomach as a kid, and I had a lot of migraines, and, you know, I'd have to physically vomit, you know, to be able to get rid of that. And it was just always told that, oh, you know, I'm a nervous person. I've never thought about that. I was picking up on this energy. So
how it's also your own repressed emotions that are getting into your stomach. So the stomach is, so another thing about what I see is I always see it in the body. So when I work with clients, if they're comfortable doing so, I'll have them lie down on my table and work on the emotions through the body. Cause they're always embodied, in really powerful ways, and repressed emotion is an enormous contributor to illness, of all kinds, especially mystery, quote unquote, mystery illnesses.
Yeah.
Doctors can't seem to figure it out. So about protecting myself, step one is to be very careful about my boundaries, who I choose to spend time with, of course.
Right.
But what's really helped me, especially since it's gotten very strong for me as it is now, is just really doing a lot of meditation and getting in touch with my, you know, my guidance, my soul, like team, my light team.
Who works with me.
My guides and my own higher self. And just what I've come down with is it is everybody's choice. They're choosing the anxiety. They're choosing to have this emotional state inside of them, and it's not my responsibility to fix it or do anything about it unless they ask, you know? And so like just knowing that, it just gives me kind of peace with it, that I can allow myself to feel that and just feel release when it ends up coming up in me. Like, imagine it really moving through me and not getting stuck is one of my main protections. And so avoiding folks, you know, when I can. Just really, when I do feel it, visualize releasing, and also knowing with that sense of peace that this person is and is feeling exactly what they need to feel. And sometimes that's really hard to accept and to believe, you know, but it's the truth that we are all choosing our lives, and it's...
Right. Because that's... Oh, I know. Well, that's one of the emotional and behavioral patterns that I'm really working on with myself, is that thoughts do matter, and just, you know, kind of retraining your brain to think the positive thoughts and just really state that and start each day with that instead of letting the, you know, the well-worn tapes keep rolling. So, wow.
That's true.
Yeah, go ahead.
But actually, I would, from my perspective, I would see that slightly differently. Thoughts do matter, but feelings matter a lot more.
Because
the feeling, that emotion, is actually what's creating the vibration that we put out into the universe that then we see come back. So that's why I work with feelings with people, and that is like really root healing work, that gets right to the cause and the root of everything that happens in our lives, you know, is what we're projecting on a feeling basis. So we can be thinking one thing, like a positive thought or an affirmation, and then wonder why it's not working. But in actuality, the deeper part of us doesn't believe that it's going to work, because we don't feel worthy of it. And that's actually the emotion that's projecting our reality, because what we repress unconsciously is a much stronger vibration than what we're just thinking consciously.
Well, that's a great point, because it's kind of trying to get this conscious and the subconscious in the same boat, basically.
Making me unconscious.
Yeah, because otherwise it's going to be in two separate boats and it's going to go all over the place. Well, what are some of the more common emotional issues that you encounter, either one-on-one with your clients or some of the group things that you do?
So depression and anxiety are absolutely the most common. And right now, especially since, you know, the eclipse on the 21st, the image that's come to me intuitively about the eclipse is it's like the most wonderful, loving, and thorough plow, just plowing through a field that's been kind of barren for a long time and has all this crap buried under the surface. This big old loving plowing through it. And so right now, post-eclipse, what we're all dealing with is we're seeing like this totally chaotic looking, rough, uneven plowed field with all of our buried stuff just on the surface. And everybody's very confused right now because it's like we can't concentrate and there's these feelings coming up. It doesn't feel like us, but in actuality, it's in deep parts of you and it's coming up to the surface to be released. Because when we move into fall, and I'm also an astrologer, so I work with this, these kind of timelines too, is that by the fall, that energy is going to get more grounded. And so we can look forward to that. But right now it's still this process of up in the air, figuring out what we're doing. And the other thing about this field is it's extremely fertile. That's the beauty of it, you know, that we get to kind of play right now and really release all these deep-seated repressed feelings as best we can, and then seek help if we, you know, if we can't ourselves. And then we get to plant those seeds that are really our truth in this really fertile time.
Oh, I love that. Because, I mean, come on. I grew up in Happy, Texas in a farmer and rancher family. And so that whole thing of the plow, I totally, it's like a visual. And so it's, I could see that being really uncomfortable because it's disrupting. But like you said, if we can just kind of get through it to, you know, the next phase, it's this fertile ground to allow the seeds to go deeper and not just be this hard ground that you can't penetrate. That's an excellent, excellent visual.
Because the thing about the hard ground is that it protects you, but it doesn't let anything in.
Right,
and that's where depression sets in, because depression is where we're closing our heart because we had to protect ourselves, and now we can't feel anything anymore. We can't feel the joy. But we might not feel the fear, the sheer terror that we had as a kid, for example, but we can't feel anything.
Yes, and that's another great analogy, because if the ground is too hard and it hasn't had rain in a long time, the rain just bounces off. You know, it won't penetrate in, but with the plowed field, it's like a sponge that will draw it in. And so we're about to go to a break. I want to tell you something really quick. After the eclipse, I'm doing a chakra dance class at at Studio Bijou in Duval every Thursday evening. And so we're working one chakra per week and then doing some art journaling after. And so we did the solar plexus, and I haven't told my teacher this yet. I was going to tell her this Thursday. I came home, I was violently sick to my stomach. And I looked it up because I knew that I wasn't really sick, but I Googled it and I heard that that's called the vomit chakra and just releasing all of this stuff. And I thought, whoa.
I've never heard that description before.
Yeah, it's called the garbage or the vomit chakra, which I'm sorry, people, that's really gross. But I've kind of felt this power surge after the eclipse. And so it is kind of unstable ground right now, which is crazy. So one more time, give people your email address and your website before we go to break.
Perfect. So my email is info@KatherineLiggett.com. It's KatherineLiggett.com. And then that's my website as well, KatherineLiggett.com.
Okay, awesome. And the first three people who mention Unstuck Joy, you get 30% off of Catherine's services. So we'll have a short break and we'll be right back with Unstuck Joy. I'm Vicki Todd. We'll be back with Katherine Liggett.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at SarahLuce.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, with my lovely guest, Catherine Liggett, who is an intuitive emotional healer. And Catherine and I have something in common of being both past academics, because Catherine has recently gone through a major career transition. Because was it the Oregon State University? You were teaching German and Germanic studies and decided to say, see you later, academe, and go off into this intuitive emotional field. And so I totally get that because, you know, almost three years ago, I said goodbye to my tenured position at my university, public relations, and said, nope, we're going to do something with art. And so what role did your intuition play in helping you know that you needed to do that and to help you get over the hump of doing that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Vicki. So first of all, the intuition and German aren't quite as disparate as you might think, because the reason I chose to study German is that I loved philosophy and metaphysics and why are we here? What are we doing? What's the purpose of life? And that's why the philosophy angle is what brought me to German. And then I realized I loved teaching. And so I got my master's in German and went abroad for a couple of years and then came back and was teaching it. So basically what happened is I wrote my master's. So I've always been interested in astrology. And 2008 was the year that I started doing professional astrology readings. And I still do a lot of astrology readings as part of my career today. So I was doing astrology readings while I was in graduate school, and I wrote my master's thesis on the philosophy and history of astrology and German esotericism. So I kind of had that in my back pocket, and even through my full-time instructor job, I would do like astrology readings kind of on the side, but it was always something I didn't talk about because that's not, as you know, that's not okay in academia to talk about the woo-woo stuff. But I just started noticing that when students in particular would like come into my office hours when it was one-on-one, I just was really getting a lot of emotional hits for them. Like I was really feeling what they're feeling. And I was really a magnet for the very wounded. Lots and lots of past lives for me, working with the acutely wounded. So this life too, it's like the students who were struggling with depression, the students who were struggling with suicidal ideation, like would show up in my office, and I realized I loved like that it was a huge honor, and it just made me feel alive to be present for them and to listen, and that they felt incredibly safe and seen by me. But then, of course, I had to send them to the counseling center, and, you know, yeah, that was beyond my contract. The breadcrumb that led me away from academia, even though I was really enjoying that job and excelling at it, was that I thought, oh, well, maybe I really want to be a counselor. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I thought, because I've always been sensitive, but I had been really, like, forgetting, kind of repressing that intuitive part of me, because astrology has an intuitive component, but it's much more academic, you know, so it was kind of safer for me. So I followed the breadcrumb, and I eventually like moved back to where I'm from, which is here in the Seattle area, from Corvallis, Oregon. And I was teaching some classes online for OSU as I made the transition. This was 2 years ago. And I started a graduate program at Bastyr University in counseling psychology, and I completed 6 months of that program, and I learned a lot that I actually use in my practice today, so I'm very grateful for it, but that's really when my intuition was going nuts and really coming out, and I just realized I couldn't put myself in the box of a mental health counselor. It felt almost insulting to me to have to sit with somebody, you know, bless their hearts, but have to just listen, you know,
yeah, like,
because it felt like somebody was strangling me, because I was getting all of these impressions about what they really were suffering from that they didn't even know, you know, like right, that they might think that they're coming in for anxiety, but I could feel that they were sexually abused, you know, and that's, mm-hmm, that's very clear for me. Yeah. And I'm very careful about, you know, I don't say to anybody you were sexually abused. I let them, yeah, tell me, but I will say, like, tell me about your past and if there's been, you know, a violation or that you know of. And so anyway, I left that program and then really started pursuing my private practice, and it just took off right away. And then people, yeah, want to refer their friends, and it's 100% word of mouth, I guess, until now.
Until now.
This radio show.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like, because you said it almost felt like it was choking you. And we had talked about, you know, where you feel it in your body, because people will feel it in different ways. Yeah. And to not expect for your experience with intuition to be just like a mirror image of somebody else's. So did you really feel the physicalness of being choked, or how did that come across to you when you know that you're in the wrong place?
I wouldn't say I feel it super physically, like choking. But it was just, it feels like somebody is just yelling in my ear, no, this is wrong. Yeah. And that's a very clear sensation for me. So that's why I transitioned. I completed 6 months and then transitioned out of the program.
Yeah, good for you, because I was a little bit more stubborn than that. You know, I was like, oh, no, you're already here. And, you know, it took me a couple of years to just be miserable.
And you were 10 years.
Oh, I know. People were like, what are you doing? And so I say good for you for taking the jump right away. Okay, so we've talked about some of the common emotional things that people feel, or, you know, depression, and you mentioned, you know, suicidal thoughts and all that kind of stuff. How does tapping into your intuition more directly, how does that help that evolve into a more positive direction?
So when we have unpleasant symptomology come up, like depression, anxiety, things like that, it's our soul calling out to be seen. Mm. Like it's our soul calling out and say, see me, like see that I'm suffering, when in the past we've been forced to pretend that we weren't.
Yeah.
And to, you know, take care of everybody else. it's one of the reasons that women tend to suffer from depression literally twice as much as men do. You can look up that statistic, because it's true, because we're socialized to take care of everybody else and to ignore our own needs and that voice of our heart, our intuitions, when in fact, that's a huge part of the sacred feminine, you know, as,
yeah,
we go with the flow.
Oh, yeah.
And we're fertile and we create out of our souls. And so women are being called, like, through symptomology like depression, to embrace that part of themselves. Oh, to make those choices in their lives that are very difficult.
Yeah. I think our internet is cutting out just a little bit. Yeah, you cut out just a little bit. So Okay. Women are called to make that transition to really
choices,
listen.
Like, yeah, and make perhaps difficult choices. So, I mean, intuition really isn't something that esoteric. We know about gut feelings. You know, and so I think a lot of people know that they're, for example, in a job or in a relationship that they're just tolerating, that they're not thriving in, and their gut is just telling them that it's not right. And that's exactly the same thing as intuition. And so that's really a bridge that I use in my intuitive development workshops, is like, we all know that feeling when something is just that feeling in our stomach when something isn't right. And that's no different from psychic awareness, because we all have it.
Yeah. Because I think you ask us in that workshop, your psychic love workshop, when you combined intuition with psychic, and I think that was one of your first questions is, you know, what are some of the misperceptions that we may have about being psychic or psychics themselves? And, you know, some of it was, oh, no, that's not me, or, you know, they just want your money or whatever. But really, it is that being tapped into that higher self, that higher knowing. So tell us about, we're almost going to break, but tell us about your East Side Intuitive Jam and when and where that happens, because that's a really cool group workshop to develop intuition.
Yeah, so because a group like this was so vital in my own development, my own claiming of my gifts, I started one myself. So it's a group of, usually it's about 15 of us that meet on the third Thursday of every month. It's once a month from 3 to 5 p.m. at Spa Air, that's EIR, in downtown Kirkland. And it's a group of folks who get together and we do a meditation together. And then we all proceed to ask a question and then give answers. So anybody can ask any kind of question and anybody can answer whatever comes up for them.
All right, everybody, you're listening to Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. We'll return after this break.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit CamboKiss.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend In Silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We had a little bit of internet issue there, but we are all back. And so welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're here with Catherine Liggett, and we're talking about the Eastside Intuitive Jam group intuitive development thing. And we didn't get to say where and when it is.
So it's once a month on every third Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Spa Air EIR in downtown Kirkland, Washington.
Yes, and when people go, they actually have a meetup group, too, called Eastside Intuitive Jam, so they can know what you're doing. What can people expect when they go to your Eastside Intuitive Jam?
They can expect to not feel weird, not feel as weird as they're used to feeling, because we all are together talking about stuff that's usually quite difficult to talk about, you know, around conventional people. It's really an amazing community. It's an incredible community. I know that I would not have been able to grow with as much confidence by a long shot if I hadn't found a similar community myself a couple of years ago. It's huge to have the validation and the friendship and the companionship of others who are going through exactly the same thing and who are experiencing the same shifts in energy, like on a global level, like on a level that everybody can feel, and you can talk about things like that. Basically, talk about the unseen for those of us who are very aware of the unseen. But you don't have to consider yourself intuitive or psychic to be there. You can always just show up, and it's just a super fun, warm, playful environment where anybody can. It's structured, so we meditate, do introductions, and we meditate together briefly, and then we do break up into small groups and do anybody can ask a question who wants to, and anybody can answer who gets an intuitive hit. And it's just incredible what people come up with, and they get. You just feel that. Wow, I have this power, and it's not fake, because most of us second guess ourselves. That's the thing that everybody does, including us professionals, is that like we all tend to second guess ourselves. Was that real? That flash, that image that came through my mind? Because everybody's going to experience it differently. Some people will see images, some people hear sounds either with their physical ears or just like kind of a word pops into their minds. Some people like get something entirely different. It's all good and it's all valid.
Right.
Yeah, and that's something that we don't realize.
Yeah. Well, at the Psychic Love Workshop, and you have another one coming up at East West Bookshop on November 4th, is that right?
Yes. Yes, at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. East West Bookshop in Seattle, Psychic Love with Catherine Liggett. It was a really cool workshop. So at that workshop, you had us do an exercise to create very quickly our psychic superhero, which is kind of where I got my little Ellie here, which I will explain here in a minute. But you know, just briefly explain, because that was a fun thing to do that tapped into something really deep.
Yeah. So the reason behind that is that I'm trying to shake people up out of thinking about it too much, because the main thing that we have to do with psychic, with intuitive development, is we have to differentiate what's thinking and what's intuition. What's that gut feeling? What's popping up for us just naturally? And so I make it fun and make a kind of playful attitude around it so that we don't take it too seriously. And so our egos don't get in the way, like, oh, I'm not somebody who can do that. I'm not psychic. I'm not intuitive. So I had people do these readings for each other under the persona, and they could get into it as much as they wanted to, or as little as they wanted to, of a psychic superhero, or, you know, your super psychic persona that you could read as, instead of feeling like you had to come with this, because people feel immense internal pressure. They either feel shame about it or they're second guessing themselves. But if it's somebody else, if it's a different persona who's doing it, it just makes it playful in the way that that's actually how intuition works. Like, it's the opposite of thinking hard.
It is. It's not efforting. It's not. Well, you just reminded me of something. I went to a soul collage workshop at Spy Air last weekend, and picking my images, I got a windmill, on a farm windmill, and then a separate image was a tumbleweed. And I thought, oh, okay, why am I getting all these like Texas images? I don't want that on my soul collage card. And so I rejected it, and then went on with the images I wanted. But when I got in my car, there was an email from a lady from Oklahoma, which is right by Texas, inquiring about one of my art workshops. And I thought, oh, that was something cluing me in that portion of the world. So it is a very playful process if we're just aware.
Yeah. And being aware of our intuition, what that brings into our lives is a sense of wonder and seeing the synchronicity everywhere, and knowing that we're connected to every single person and to the divine and to spirit world, and that it's actually all right here. It's really not on the other side. It's all right here, and it's all very accessible. We just have to have the intention to connect with it. Right. And so it just makes life into this incredibly rich, beautiful adventure where you feel complete belonging. And I mean, who doesn't want that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's so comforting. One of the people at the Psychic Love, one of the other students, when I paired up with him, I still remember what he said, because we were both crying. He said, if you could only see all the beings around you that support you and want you to succeed. And I just, that makes me want to tear up right now. But it was such a powerful thing. And he was a total stranger. But for him to be able to see that. So I know I could feel that he had that intuitive peace to him that was really, really strong. Well, a question, what if we turn it on the flip side? What if people don't tap into their intuition? How does that affect their life?
So how it affects their life is they feel disconnected and separate from everything and lonely. I mean, and loneliness is an epidemic now in our society, and it's I see intuitive development as, in a sense, this beautiful antidote to loneliness, where the thing is that it's like a twofold remedy for loneliness. That on the one hand, in my view, intuitive development is being yourself to the highest extent possible and really like embracing every part of you that you felt is weird or, that other people can't see. And so we feel belonging. And I think there's a Brené Brown quote, because I love Brené Brown, in my head somewhere, about like when we only feel belonging when we have the courage to be truly who we are, because then we can be accepted for who we are. Right. And if we're trying to be something that we're not, we're never going to feel belonging because we're not even presenting ourselves to belong to anything, solely in that back. So it makes us feel connected to other people because we're being ourselves and being vulnerable that way and open. And it also, the more you do it, the more you do get this amazing feeling that there are guides, there are unseen friends everywhere, just like the guy in the workshop was seeing for you. And it's like doing a dream journal, in that the more you do it, the more you write about your dreams, the more vivid your dreams become. That's exactly the way that intuitive development works. The more you practice and just have the intention to be open to it more and more, the more it just floods in. And if it doesn't for you, you ask again, and then you maybe do some self-reflection about what part of you is scared of opening to that, because it can be a very scary thing, especially if you've had a very restrictive childhood.
Right, right. So dream journaling, meditation, asking again, being playful with it, like tapping into your super psychic superhero. Anything else, a really quick tip that people could take and work on this on their own?
Practice just paying attention to your body, like what your body feels like when you hold this energy of a yes or hold an energy of a no. in your body? Like, is it in your belly? Do you feel like a little vibration in your belly? Just like notice how your body changes, because for a lot of us, we do feel intuition in our bodies. It's a very yes. present moment embodied phenomenon. So I would say that, and I would also just play with it. Like, I wonder what I need today the most to feel belonging and love, or like, I wonder what my, cause I'm engaged. I wonder what my fiance would really need when he gets home from work tonight, how I could support him, and just try and guess and see what comes through. And this, I
see,
wonder question
up.
Is beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to show my little Ellie really quick. So my super psychic superpower, the Ellie is kind of a mask, because like you said, the intuition may show up in a different way. And she's holding this skull. And so that comes from Women Who Run With the Wolves, you know, the fiery skull. And that's our true self, our wild woman spirit that's so powerful. But mine, all these things are blooming out, because if you live in your intuition, your life is going to bloom. So one more time, give us the way that our audience can get in touch with you, because everybody can tell you have such a beautiful presence. I know that they want to work with you. So how can they get in touch with you?
So they can get in touch with me by emailing info@KatherineLiggett.com. That's Catherine with a C and then L-I-G-G-E-T-T. And that's also my website, KatherineLiggett.com. And you can read all about me on my website and my sessions that are both in person and online. And if you're in Washington State, you can come to my beautiful office, which is a part of the Synergy Wellness Center in downtown Kirkland. And I'm there with like lots of other amazing practitioners. I love it there.
Awesome. And your meetup group is Eastside Intuitive Jam in the meetup group.
Yes,
right?
On meetup.com, yes. You can search for Eastside Intuitive Jam.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Catherine. This was awesome information. And I just feel so much relaxed being in your presence, even if it's via Skype. So this is really cool. So thanks, everybody. Go to VickiRolldArt.com under Art Vision, Art Visioning Prompts, to do your own elephant intuition superpower. And we will see you next time, Tuesday, September the 19th, I think it is. And we will have a tarot reader, India Holden. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you, Vicky.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose with Vicky Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicky's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy monthly with Vicky Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicky and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.